Shad and Carly.
The Today Show embroiled in a bit of a scandal at the moment with the Stefanovics getting caught with a conversation that was taking place in an Uber where it's alleged that Carl and Peter were having a big whinge and moan about their co-hosts.
Yeah, big old bitch session.
And I first saw that story and I was like, you know what, I'm so glad that I'm not in a, because it's tough, you know, being in the breakfast shift. You know, yeah. We've seen each other in the early hours
we
of the morning.
We see each other more than we see our partners and they're people we love.
You know, I'm so glad that I'm in a show where, you know, we got honesty, you know, we've got honest friendship, you know, we keep things clear, we chat to each other all the time. Uh-huh. And we'd never be put in one of those situations.
No, because often when I meet people, one of their first questions to me is, what is he really like?
Yeah, yeah.
They want to know, they want the dirt,
I get the same. And you know, and I say, you know, she's just as lovely.
Amazing, never worked with anyone better. He's the light of my life. He makes every day a joy.
It's funny you say that though, Carly, because I received an email yesterday, and I don't know what you got up to over the weekend, but it turns out there's some prying eyes in the back of an Uber here in far north Queensland.
Right.
I just wonder if you can explain to me the conversation that you had in the backseat of an Uber over the weekend. This is the audio that was sent yesterday afternoon.
Hey, Mum. I'm just in Uber. Yeah. Oh, it's going all right. You know, just the usual stuff. Bloody Shad's flaring up again with his attitude. You don't even know. This time he's taken it next level. No, men can definitely be divas, trust me. Just the other week, I accidentally said Carly and Shad. He called an all-staff meeting, said it was a branding issue, and basically I needed to adjust my attitude to fit with the company's values in front of everyone. Yeah, I got a written warning. He wrote it. Oh, and get this. This is so weird. He constantly accuses me of making Russell up because they haven't actually met face-to-face yet. It's like he thinks I can't get a man. Actually, no, that's right. They did meet one time in passing, and he accused me of hiring a model. He thought that I couldn't get a man like that. No, Mum, I can get a man like that. You know he's real, Mum. Oh, and here's another thing. Every time he scratches his beard, it's like it's raining snowflakes. I swear to God he's got dandruff in that beard. Honestly, the other day one fell in my coffee. I nearly choked on my own vomit. You know what? He's got to step up or he's got to ship out.
Okay, first off, very offensive, all right? Now, beard drift is a serious problem, okay? You've seen Head and Shoulders. They don't have chin and chest, Carly, okay?
Well, you've got to get some beard oil or something. I'm kind of glad
this is... Well, maybe you shouldn't put your coffees down on my chin.
I'm glad this has come to light. You know what? I'm glad this audio is out there now.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what? I'm sick of being fake with
you. Because everyone's seen what you're like.
Well, I don't care because now they can see what you're like because, Shad, I got an email too. Press play on that button there.
Hey, Ma. Yeah, no, I'm doing all right. Oh, look, it's been a bit all over the shop, hasn't it? Yeah, well, you won't believe it. The other day, she went and said the show's name, Carly and Shad. I mean, what is she, dyslexic? And then, after doing it, her fault, she calls an all-staff meeting. I end up with a written warning. And she wrote it. Yeah, I know I shouldn't let it get to me, Mum, but it doesn't end there. I mean, how's this, right? She comes in, wouldn't even get on air unless someone gave her a block of caramel. Dead set, dropped to the floor, kicking and screaming. Had to give her a block. Had to give her a block just to get on. Yeah, I know. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I don't put it past her, though, would you? Yeah, I know. You saw it too, didn't you? Yeah, when she pushed that kid over at the Cold Rock? Yeah. Walking her imaginary dogs and her imaginary boyfriend. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this show, but she needs to step it up or get out. I gotta go, Mom. I'm at my stop. See ya.
Firstly, can I just say I didn't push that kid over.
You pushed him over.
I accidentally bumped him. And yes, of course it was in Cold Rock.
3 meters.
Because honestly, don't get between me and my crush, Fredo Frog.
Just because he ran out of Maltesers, it's not the kid's fault, Carly. Okay?
I know, but the thing is, there's only so many people that can get in my perimeter before it becomes an issue.
Can we just stop this madness? Okay? We're not the Today Show.
We're not. We've got to get it together. You know what we should do? We should use our bitching for good use.
You're right.
We should use it to bond because obviously we both love a bitch.
You're right.
We'll just start bitching about other people in the office.
What did you hear about Pete on the street?
Oh, you don't even know.
Oh, mate.
I'll tell you in the Uber later.
All right, too easy.